Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And all this week, our co-producer, WNYC, is running a series called Kids in Prison. It's exploring what it's like to be a minor in an adult correctional facility. WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez spoke to inmates in New Jersey. That's where she met Jamal. Jamal was waived up. That means he was tried as an adult, and he's currently serving a 9-year sentence.
My public defender kept saying I was okay because I was too young to get waived up. I was 14. And then, yeah, I got waived up. But I didn't think I was going to be coming to prison.
And Jamal isn't alone. According to data from the New Jersey Administrative Office of the Court, he's one of 692 minors tried as adults in just the past 5 years. Critics argue that prosecuting minors as an adult can have a number of negative consequences. Not only does it disproportionately impact youths of color, but sentences are harsher than those given in the juvenile system. Consequently, this can lead to minors being housed in adult facilities where they have little access to developmentally appropriate resources or rehabilitation. Sarah Gonzalez set out to find a place that could be a model for change here. She sat down with John Hockenberry to talk about what she found out.
There is no state in the country that doesn't allow minors to be prosecuted as adults in some way. If I wanted to find a system that did not allow this, I would have to leave the country. And the Vera Institute of Justice pointed me to Germany as a country that the United States could maybe reasonably model, just because they're a big, large country, large economy. So I spent a week visiting prisons in Germany and speaking to the guy who runs prisons in Mecklenburg, Western Pomerania, which is a German state about the size of New Hampshire.
All right. So let's begin with the comparison. I mean, really, it's a straightforward comparison. You met a young man by the name of Jamal. Tell me about him.
So we're calling him Jamal. These are all minors when they committed their crimes. He was 14 when he committed his crime. And we found that of all of the people who are currently in an adult prison in New Jersey for a crime that they committed as a minor, the most common crime they committed was robbery. So Jamal is one of those kids. He's currently in an adult prison, and we had been talking for a couple months. He's been inside of solitary confinement because he had an electrical cord that he wasn't supposed to have. So he says he's doing 181 days for that, but he's able to call me every once in a while.
They say stuff like, oh, look, these effing juveniles, this and the third, they want to be tough. Now they're in a big boy prison. Let's see how tough they really is. They'll all be lined up, sitting there with their gloves on, stretching their gloves out, holding on to their mace can or their batons. Somebody look their way, what the F you're looking at, look for if I smack you, this and the third.
And that's a scene that Americans who watch television might find familiar, but if you go to Germany, nothing like that.
Well, so Jamal is talking here about the mace cans and the batons. And first of all, in Germany, if you are under the age of 21 and you commit a crime, you can be treated as a juvenile. And in some cases, even up to age 24, they'll allow you to be treated as a juvenile, which basically means that you go to a juvenile prison, not an adult prison. And everything about the juvenile system is different, right? It's more rehabilitative. Sentences are shorter for juveniles than they are for adults in New Jersey and in a lot of places. And besides the fact that minors cannot, under any circumstances, be prosecuted as adults in Germany, the main thing that stood out to me was just the way that they run their prison. So corrections officers in Germany don't get batons or mace or handcuffs or bulletproof and shankproof vests. They kind of, I described them in my stories, they kind of look like mail carriers. And the prisons were very calm. And the liberty, I feel like the inmates had a lot more freedom. So everyone has their own cell and they are allowed to keep their piercings. They smoke cigarettes. They blast music. They all have jobs doing like metal work or farm work. There were horses everywhere and cows and goats. So I spoke to one inmate. His name, we're calling him Milan. He is doing 2.5 years for more than a dozen robberies.
What is this?
What?
This door.
That's the toilet.
Oh, you have a door for your toilet?
Of course.
Of course. Yeah. You should.
I think of course.
So this is Milan. When I interviewed him, we were in his room, which is actually, they don't call them cells, they call them rooms. And everything about it felt more like a college dorm room than a prison cell.
The contrast in Jersey would be two people to a cell and a toilet in the middle that's open, and you have to use the toilet as a table, basically.
Right. And, you know, I should say that if you are a minor in New Jersey and you are prosecuted as an adult, sentenced as adult, you do go to an adult prison, but they keep you away from adult inmates until you turn 18. So you're supposed to be out of sight and out of earshot of the adult inmates. But Jamal and another inmate I spoke to, Trevor, the day that they turned 18, they were with, you know, they were in a cell with two men who had been in prison longer than Trevor had been alive. So that's one of the other reasons why we decided to go to Germany, because they basically say that there's nothing about the age of 18 that means you're an adult. It's just sort of this arbitrary line. And so they base it more on brain science, which suggests that you're closer to being a fully mature adult, ready for adult consequences around the age of 24.
So how did Milan convey to you the sense that he was actually in prison and not in some dorm?
The mission of Germany's prison system is just really different from the United States. Prisons there are not supposed to be punitive. The mission is not to punish inmates. It is to keep them in prison until they have demonstrated that they are ready to go back into society. So they have much shorter prison sentences. Like the longest a minor can get in Germany is 10 years. It doesn't matter what crime they commit, even if it was multiple murders. Jamal is doing 9 years for robberies where no one got hurt. And despite the fact that they all wake up in the morning and go to jobs and they get paid whatever minimum wage is in Germany for the jobs that they have in the prison, male and female inmates are together. And they basically say that prisons there are supposed to mirror the outside world as much as they possibly can. Having visited prisons in New Jersey and in other places, it felt very different to me. But Milan said, listen, like, it's still a prison.
One day of the week, 100%, I'm sad. Of course, I want to go to my mother at home. I want to eat there. My mother's cooking, and I want to eat. So if I call with her and she's crying, I'm sad too.
Two very different worlds, Germany and the United States, with very different lessons and insights. Sarah Gonzalez, thanks so much.
Thank you.
John Hockenberry there, speaking with WNYC reporter Sarah Gonzalez. To hear more of the series Kids in Prison, head over to WNYC.org.